We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church on this rainy morning. We've got a little bit of a break, and then there's another line that's going to be working its way through. In Ezra chapter 2, we have a very lengthy establishment of the genealogy of the different tribes of those that were returning back from 70 years of captivity. And they come down to the tribe of Levi. It's very interesting, the details that are given in chapter 2 concerning that, because there were some who had attached themselves in that, but they had no pedigree. We look down at the end, at 61, and the children of the priests, the children of Habaiah, the children of Koz, the children of Barzillai, which took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called after their name, and they sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood. Now, that seems very strong, does it not? But understand something here. The very next chapter is going to be the restoration of what? In Israel, in Jerusalem. The very first thing that they do after getting all the families divided by company, making sure that they have the Levites that are supposed to be the ones to lead in the worship, they reestablish the worship of Jehovah. Verse 1 of chapter 3, and when the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. Then stood up Jeshua the son of Jozadak, and his brethren the priests, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, his brother, and builded the altar of the God of Israel to offer, interestingly, burnt offerings. Those were the consecration offerings, where the animal was completely put onto the altar and completely consumed. All right? There was nothing kept back from the animal. It was put entirely on the altar, and it was a complete consecration to God, telling Him that they wanted to serve Him, that they sought to glorify His name. But only those that followed in the pedigree of the line of Levi were allowed to lead the children of Israel in worship. Why? Because that's how God said He wanted it done. Well, there's something so important here. We live in a day of lackadaisical attitudes about the Word of God. We live in a day and attitude, I can just set my own rules. If I don't want to do that, I don't have to do that. If the Bible says something against something, I don't care. Let me tell you something. These people were very, very careful that as they returned after 70 years, after having gone into captivity, because of their lackadaisical attitude toward the Word of God, doing their own thing, and God said, all right, you've done your own thing. Now you're going to go into 70 years captivity. After 70 years, I'll let you return. They go back and notice, what are they careful about? They want to do it exactly as God says in His Word. One of these days, dear folk, we're going to gather in heaven, those that know the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says the books shall be opened. Isn't that interesting? There's more than one. There's the book of life, but there is also the eternal Word of God. And we're going to be judged according to the principles and standards of the Word of God. For reward as Christians, and for those who have rejected Christ at the great white throne judgment, the books shall be opened there too, and those that have rejected the Word of God will be cast into a devil's hell. I'm here to say this morning, that I'm thankful that we have the testimony of Ezra chapter 2. Some people would say, well, that's just a boring chapter. All it has is a bunch of listing of all the names of all the different people and their families and so forth. There, nothing could be more boring than that. No. What it was making sure that the pedigree lines were reestablished according to family, and especially what tribe? The tribe of Levi. Those that would serve and offer the sacrifices unto the Lord were not going to take a chance and just say, who cares? Whatever. Can you imagine? It would have been a repeat of judgment upon them. Listen, folks, when it comes to living for God, there's only one book that's your standard, and it's this book right here. You can't afford to do your own thing. You can't afford to say, whatever, I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. If you do, you'll suffer the immense consequences that come to all those who reject the principles of God's Word. There are so many things in this book that you and I need to mine out, because God wants us to live for Him and He's told us how to live. The only way you know about salvation in Jesus Christ is by this book. The only way you know that there is a Jesus Christ is from this book. The only way you know that you were made by God, that He breathed into dirt life and created man, is because of this book. And you'll turn and say, I'll just do whatever I want to do. Really? Listen, we're almost a month into the brand new year. How are you doing when it comes to walking in this book? In our call to worship today, the reason that we've gathered here on a rainy Sunday morning is not so we can have a meal together. The reason that we're gathered here is so we can have a meal together in God's Word and take to heart and life what we need to live in this world. I think some have already started to relax. Oh, we've got a Republican in the White House. Hey, things are going great. I can start doing like I want to do. Oh, no. Oh, no. Things can change just like that. Things can change. What did they do in Washington, D.C.? They had security all over the place. They had Patriot missile systems all around the city. They had drones flying overhead. They had stopped all air traffic. Why? Security for the President of the United States to keep what from happening? Assassination. And one of his men, an assassination attempt was made against his life. He was given some type of radioactive material. He's in a hospital right now recovering. He didn't get enough of it to kill him, but he has severe, severe problems from that. Things can happen just like that. Just because somebody was elected doesn't mean you can stop living for God and stop living in the Word. So I want to encourage you this morning. On this Sunday, the 22nd of January, how are we doing? Are we honoring God and walking with Him? Or are we just doing what we've always done? Just doing what we please? If you do that, there are serious consequences that are coming down your road. And I pray for you. I pray that God would undertake and would bring to your heart a desire to love God more than anything else in this world and to love His precious Word, because that's the only way you know about God, that there is one. It's from the revealed Word of God. May God help us. I took a little bit longer today, but I hope and pray in this call to worship today that our hearts and minds might be knit together in the worship of a holy and righteous God this morning.